There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principle. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's C-Dot.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday as we continue to get you ready for this weekend in college football and also the NFL. Now, I know you're a little bit down because the Chiefs have been eliminated and they have the most preseason of preseason games coming up this weekend against the Tennessee Titans. But it is a incredible slate of football. We have 4 college football playoff games. We have 2 NFL games on Saturday and a normal slate of football on Sunday. And then sprinkle in some college basketball. This is a really exciting time in the sports calendar. So very happy to be here with you on the show. We definitely have a lot to get into in today's show. Again, my name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brenton is here taking you up until 6 o'clock. We'll get to the Chiefs here coming up momentarily. But before we do that, I need to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, if you could tell 2 people to check out the show, I'd appreciate it. It's the holidays. Just tell 2 people. But you know what? If you could just tell one person to listen to the show, that would be the best Christmas gift that I can give. I mean, if Rob's not going to say M-I-Z, you telling one person to listen to the show would certainly make up for it. And number three, and most importantly, I need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. I'm actually going to be at The Other Place later today to watch a little Thursday night football. You should head out there as well. If you want to watch a little Thursday night football as well, get yourself a bite to eat, get yourself something to drink and watch. We have a very entertaining game coming up today between Seattle and Los Angeles. All right, let's get into the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's start with this. There are two main objectives as we are heading into the offseason. Number one seems very, very obvious. It is get Patrick Mahomes back up to speed. Yesterday, Rick Burkholder addressed the media, and here's what he said about the timeline that he believes Patrick Mahomes is on for this 2026 season.
Every player's different. Every sport's different. Every position's different. And with him, traditionally, he's going after it so hard, and he's so in tune with what he does that he does it a little quicker. Ballpark on this thing is 9 months. Could be a month or two less, month or two more. You never know what goes on, and everybody's designed differently biomechanically, and so you just have to go through it, and then he's got, you know, position-specific things that he needs to do. So right now, I'll give you this, early on in the rehab phase, we're doing a lot to get his muscles firing, get the swelling down, and he's in a protective brace right now so that all that surgery heals in.
So that was Rick Burkholder yesterday addressing the media when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. We certainly have a lot of time to talk about that, but I think everyone would agree that priority number one this offseason is getting Patrick Mahomes back healthy and getting him back out on the field. So I don't know if that's going to be week one, week four, week seven. I have no clue when it's going to be, but I think most people would agree that that is priority number one for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I would say number two comes down to this. Now, I remember it wasn't that long ago that when Brett Veach would make a decision that some of us would think were questionable, and some of us would point out, hey, I don't know if this is a good decision. There was a mantra that the Chiefs kingdom would ring out, and the mantra was, in Veach we trust. When Rob and I pointed out, hey, I don't know if I would give your right guard that much money, or I don't know if I would spend those amount of resources on your middle linebacker. The thinking is, he's the best general manager in the National Football League, and Veach we trust. Okay, perfectly fine. You might be right. But I think you would have to agree, if Brett Veach is the best general manager in the National Football League, this is the offseason to show it, right? I went back just because I was curious. I typed in Kansas City Chiefs free agency tracker 2025. I wanted to see where we were in free agency and how those moves ended up working out. Now, this story was written by Adam Teicher, and I hope that he is enjoying his retirement. Rob, I want to read to you the free agents that the Chiefs signed. Jerry Tillery, Gardner Minshew, Christian Fulton, Elijah Mitchell, and Jalen Moore. Now, I'm sure there's probably a couple other names, but that was their free agent class. Jerry Tillery, who I can't really remember much of an impact that he has made so far this season. Certainly no problem with you signing Gardner Minshew. Your team needs a backup quarterback, and he is one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league. Christian Fulton was your big offseason addition when it comes to the defensive side of the ball. He basically didn't play for the Chiefs this year. Elijah Mitchell, I'm not even sure if he was a real person. And Jalen Moore, who ended up being a backup swing tackle for you. The Chiefs get an F last year in free agency. And if you want to be generous because of Jalen Moore, I'll give you a D when it comes to free agency. If you believe that the Chiefs have the best general manager, or maybe you think it's a 1-2 between him and Howie Roseman, who's the general manager for the Philadelphia Eagles, you cannot get a zero in free agency this offseason. I maybe see this thing a little bit different than the masses. Now, the Chiefs have a flawed roster, no question. A lot of teams in the NFL have a flawed roster. I don't think that this is some 2-3 years, you got to stockpile draft picks to be able to turn this thing over. No, the Chiefs can turn this thing over in basically 60 days. In 60 days, making the right moves when it comes to building cap space and freeing up cap space to go maneuver, wheel and deal, and pick up the right players. In free agency, being aggressive, targeting who you want, getting those guys, and getting impact starters. When I go back to this list from last year, Jerry Tillery, Gardner Minshew, Christian Fulton, Elijah Mitchell, and Jalen Moore, they had an entire free agency period. They didn't get one starter in free agency. Not a single one. It's cool to get depth pieces. You need depth pieces. Sometimes you need guys who can be more than that. You need starters. You need Pro Bowlers. You need guys who impact the game. Singles are great, but you need guys that can hit extra bases too. You need guys that can hit for pop. You need guys that can hit for power. The Chiefs, they didn't get any of that last year. I think we would all agree that cannot be the plan this offseason. They need starters. They need dogs. They need a guy that from day one, you know, this is going to be our starting defensive end day one of the season. This guy is going to be our tight end day one of the season. This guy is going to be a starting wide receiver for us. They didn't acquire any of those players last year. So that's what I'm saying is a lot of the issues that the Chiefs have can be solved over a 60-day span. A lot of times you will hear us say some things are March and April problems. Man, they aren't that far away from March and April, and that's when you go hunting for the food that you need that is going to get you through the winter. And when they went hunting in the spring to go get their food for the winter, they came back with Christian Fulton and Elijah Mitchell. That's not good enough now. Now, that's just one part of it. There is then another very serious player acquisition part of the offseason, the draft. I'm not going to say they get Fs on the last couple of draft classes. Like, we can go through it if you really want and like this pick. What draft grade would you give it? But if you look at this team, they had a two-year stretch where they hit home runs. Nick Bolton, Creed Humphrey, Noah Gray, Trey Smith, Trent McDuffie, George Karloftis, Brian Cook, Leo Chenal, Jalen Watson, Isaiah Pacheco. They drafted impact starters. So one way they were able to turn over their roster was they had two draft classes where you essentially got seven very productive players on rookie contracts. And a lot of these guys were able to step in day one and have impacts. Nick Bolton, been a starter since day one. Creed Humphrey, starter since day one. Trey Smith, George Karloftis, Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watt, guys who were able to instantly come in and help you. That's what they need this offseason. Because if you look at the draft classes they've had since then, it's been a little hit or miss. For every Rashee Rice, I can give you a Felix Onyedike, Uzama, Wanya Morris, and BJ Thompson. You swung and missed on a lot of these picks. I can give you a Jared Wiley. You just didn't hit on a lot of these picks. We all knew that once you pay your quarterback and it changes the financials when it comes to your roster, you got to continue do it smart through free agency. You also got to continue to do it in very smart strategic draft picks. And if you look at this year's draft class, and their draft class just didn't really help them. The Chiefs got very little from their first round pick this season and their second round pick this season. Now, their first round pick, some of it was personal, some of it was injury. You got eight games basically this season from your first round pick. Omar Narmanlot got injured, didn't give you a whole lot this year. I don't care how good your quarterback is. I don't care how good your head coach is. You can't continue to get nothing from first round picks, nothing from second round picks, or inconsistent effort from those positions, also swing and miss in free agency and think you're going to keep the talent pool stocked. They eventually ran out of it. So if you still trust in Brett Veach and your mantra is still "in Veach we trust," it's not a bad stance to have. This is the offseason to show it. And we can have this conversation coming up on the other side. I am not saying that Brett Veach is on the hot seat, but we all follow football. He is not that far away from being on the hot seat. We can talk about that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, Matt Verderam is going to join us on the show. So we open the show with this. If you are someone that has firmly believed in the in Veach we trust, makes perfect sense to me. If you think that Brett Veach is or was the best general manager in the National Football League, also checks out to me. This is the offseason to show it. Last year in free agency, the Chiefs got Jerry Tillery, Gardner Minshew, Christian Fulton, Elijah Mitchell, and Jalen Moore. That's not good enough. This offseason, they're going to have some money to spend. They're going to get $44 million by simply cutting Juwan Taylor and Travis Kelce's contract ending. You got $44 million to play with in free agency. You can take some big-time swings. That's before you do anything else in free agency. That's before you move some money around for Chris Jones, move some money around for Patrick Mahomes, do something with... You can find cap space if you need to, and the Chiefs can be major players in free agency. And if you could pick up a couple of starters in free agency, a couple of guys that can start for you in the draft, and you got four or five new starters, and you put that with the foundation you already have, then you are obviously back in business if you are Kansas City. A couple of things. So I'm looking at Brett Veach. This is the offseason of Brett Veach in my mind. He's had a couple of these pop up. After the Chiefs went to the first AFC Championship game and the Chiefs needed to retool their defense, man, the responsibility is on your general manager to get you the parts and pieces that you need to not blow it with the generational quarterback. He did that. They won the Super Bowl the next year. Man, this is the same kind of pressure. And someone asked the question right before we went to the break, Carrington, how could you say that Brett Veach could be on the hot seat? I mean, we all are following football in 2025. I'm not saying he's on the hot seat right now. Man, you are one offseason, one misstep. If this team misses the playoffs in 2025 and is on, and they are in danger next year, it ain't going to just keep being the offensive coordinator that answers for it or the special teams coordinator that answers for it. it is usually the people a little bit higher up the list. Right now, the Chiefs, I would say, have to make some pretty minor changes. Getting a new offensive coordinator, in terms of what we're talking about, a minor change. Getting a new special teams coach, a new running back coach, a new wide receiver coach. Man, if this offseason doesn't go to plan and how we all think it can go with the Chiefs with cap space and them having the best starting draft position that they've had in 8 years, if they don't have a great offseason, the person that will have to start answering for that will be Brett Veach, 100%. So I'm not saying he's there now. But it's 2025, and things move really, really quickly. That I would say right now, Veach and Reed are firmly on one side of the island. I'm not saying that Veach should be fired. I'm not saying that Reed should be fired. Spags should be able to come back, and you got to make some changes elsewhere. But if next season doesn't go according to plan, because we're not talking about their quarterback being out the entire season, people think that he could be there from day one, they got to make some foundational changes to not find themselves in the exact same place as they did this past season. And that just includes getting it right in the offseason. Someone sent this text message in as well. CDOT, you're absolving the coaches. They just simply refuse to play guys. What about Joshua Uche? How do we know that Mitchell and Wiley aren't good? I don't know if I trust these guys to develop the players. I would say this part of it. Rob is the producer. If Rob consistently brings me topics that don't help the show, Rob's not doing his job. He's not helping the show. Like, it's your job to bring ideas and bring things that we can turn into content for the show. So if you're Brett Veach and you are picking up players that cannot see the field, I mean, they didn't give Elijah Mitchell a carry this season. A carry. He's been a healthy inactive, a healthy scratch all year. Somebody signed off on the Elijah Mitchell. I don't think that Brett Veach just did it on his own. I think he's in communication with his staff and his coaches about what we think. He wasn't good enough to see the field for them. Jared Wiley was a guy that we liked and thought had a chance to turn out to be something. Rob, do you want to know how many times they've thrown the ball to Jared Wiley in his career? Like, how many targets he has in his career? Not catches. How many times do you think they have thrown the ball in his direction?
Well, I can think of one in the Cowboy game, so I'm going to say one. It's the only one thing that comes to mind.
He has two targets in two seasons.
And one's the Cowboy game.
He has two targets. If you go get Joshua Uche, I don't think that Brett Veach is just making these moves and not consulting anybody. I don't think that Brett Veach is just making these trades and just, hey, I did this thing. Hey, you guys go figure it out. They made a trade for Joshua Uche in which they gave up a draft pick and then instantly just determined this guy cannot play on our team. When you go out in free agency and you spend the amount of money that you spent for Christian Fulton, and before we get done with training camp, you realize that he is on the outside looking in, you and your staff have failed in terms of player evaluation. So yes, it is certainly some on the coaches, and I'm not here to absolve them in this conversation. But if you are the general manager, man, it is your job to bring in the parts and pieces that your coaching staff can use and turn those into guys that can help you win games on Sunday. And this coaching staff determined pretty early on that Christian Fulton was not one of those guys. They determined pretty early on that we thought they were going to cut Elijah Mitchell, and they basically did. They just made him inactive every single week. So, I mean, it's a chicken or the egg argument we are making right now when it comes to roster building and how you get this thing going. But there cannot be those level of mistakes. The Chiefs are going to have enough space, enough room. They got enough holes on their roster that you're going to be able to take some swings. You got to make some solid contact. You got to put some balls in play when it comes to free agency and also the draft.
I agree. I agree with your point about, you know, it's a symbiotic relationship between the coaching staff and Veach. I don't think Veach makes these moves and then the player gets down to the coaching staff and coaching staff goes, whoa, Joshua Uche doesn't fit what we do, da-da-da. I also think it's a little bit of what Therese used to say with gunfighters sometimes get hit. Brett Veach is a good GM, and you're right. He is maybe 6 months away from fixing this thing, and we talk about him in the positive glowing light again. That's all true. But I think sometimes moves on paper that look good don't work out in real life. For a recruiting analogy, how many times have you seen a 4-star kid sign somewhere and everyone's like, oh, he's a 4-star. He's about to be special. He wasn't special. Sometimes you misevaluate. Now, that's Brett Veach's job. He cannot miss. But I don't think this is just Brett Veach being like, hey, I wanted Joshua Uche, and Steve Spagnuolo saying, no, thank you. And there's contentious. It's not, you know, symbiotic over there, one Arrowhead Drive. Sometimes you on paper add Joshua Uche and it all makes sense, and it doesn't come to fruition. You can't have misses like that. You can't, I guess what I would say, you can't have misses pile up like that, but that's just part of the game sometimes. The problem with Veach is his last offseason was all of those misses. Where in the past, if we looked into a microscope under the 2022 offseason, where he drafted McDuffie and Karloftis and all these players, man, that same draft he drafted Sky Moore. Sometimes you miss. You just got to make sure the misses are few and far between.
Text line 913-586-7965. So I made the analogy, Rob, when it comes to this. I just want to read it and follow up. CDOT, it's also your job to make sure that Rob gets better and grows at his job. So if Rob fails in his job as a producer, then we lose confidence in you to grow your producer. Or in this analogy, we would just get a new one, right? Like, hey, we brought this guy in. His job was to help develop topics. He didn't develop topics. It's time to start over. That's the portion of the season that the Chiefs are in, is what I'm saying. Now's the time. Hey, these things didn't work. We went to go get a running back. It didn't work. We went to go get a corner. It didn't work. They are a couple of months away from it's time for them to start over and start finding new people that they think can go do the job. And let's see if they can do it. In Veach, we trust. That used to be the mantra of the city. In Veach, we trust. If you trust Brett Veach, this is not a task that is difficult. Tomorrow, if Brett Veach said, I can't do this anymore, and Brett Veach, if they had a vacancy for general manager, it would be one of the more coveted general manager jobs in the last 10 years. People would love to come to Kansas City and be the general manager of the Chiefs. You're going to have a decent draft pick. You're going to have a quarterback that's going to play, let's say, at least 12 games next year, and you got a top three quarterback in the league, top two quarterback in the league. They are not that far off from being able to fix this thing and make a couple of moves and maneuver themselves back to being in contention to win their division and make a playoff push. They just got to draft better, and they just got to be a better team in free agency. Rob, I'll say this, and I know that we actually got to take a break here. No, you're right. We're doing this hour a little bit differently today. Yeah, my bad. I messed up. That's my fault there. That's your fault as producer. You didn't get me ready. I'm blaming that one on you. We got Matt Verderam coming up next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. We've been going around and getting national voices to tell us what they think went wrong with the Kansas City Chiefs this year, and also take a closer look at the AFC playoff picture. Matt, how you doing today, my man?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good, man. So we've been talking about this to kind of kick off this conversation is, if you were someone that subscribes to the In Veach We Trust, and that definitely has been a mantra amongst Chiefs fans over the last couple of years, this is not an impossible job to turn around if you're the general manager. They swung and missed in free agency. They didn't have a good draft class. They haven't for the last couple of years. If this team can hit in the draft and get a couple of starters, you're certainly going to have the opportunity with where you select in the NFL draft. This team is going to also have cap space to make moves in free agency. This is a very fixable problem if they have a great offseason.
It is. They're going to obviously be drafting higher than they normally do, a lot higher. Look, I don't know that I feel like they're drafting off the last 2 years. I mean, they've drafted some cornerstone players. Like, I think Simmons is really good. Sua Mathia was a disaster at guard. He's a disaster tackle. It's a really good guard. I am of the belief Worthy can play. I think the way they've used him is ridiculous, and I think this year he basically played with half of a functioning body. But, like, their drafts have been, like, just kind of middle of the road. I think, you know, we got spoiled when in 2022 they basically drafted, like, 8 guys who could start for the team. But, listen, they need to, in my opinion, they have to fix the running back room, and they have to fix the D-line room. Those two things are non-negotiables. You just, to me, we could talk about a lot of what went wrong with this team this year. Those two rooms sank the team. Like, if those rooms are even middle of the road, I think they're probably a playoff team. But those rooms were so bad. Like, maybe the worst in the NFL at running back and probably bottom quarter of the league in D-line. That you just can't function when you're that bad at certain spots, and they were this year.
That's where I am as well. We've been asking people the question, you know, if you were in the grocery store and someone said, hey, what happened to the Chiefs this year? What would be your why? What went wrong this year? I'm 100% with you. I don't know if you can build your offense in 2025 around a team that can't run the football really in any capacity and has no explosiveness in the run game. You don't got to be the best in the league at it, but you got to be able to do it when necessary. And I'm with you when it came to the defense. This team's inability to get pressure and inability to get off the field in big spots, you can directly point to the amount of pressure or lack of pressure they got up front with the D-line.
Yes. And I would point to the fact as well, listen, when your D-line is good, or obviously even better than good, you create negative plays, right? You create a 2-yard loss on first and 10. You create a sack. You create maybe a holding call or intentional grounding. Like, you're forcing that of the team to overcome things that typically are drive enders. When you can't do that, and you're just sitting there. Okay, maybe your coverage is great, and maybe it's just a check down for 3 yards. Okay, but that team is still either on or close to being on schedule. When on offense, you can't run the ball. You can't even threaten the other team at running the ball. You are constantly putting your offense in a situation where you are one-dimensional, and it makes it easier for the other team's defensive line to just pin their ears back and go after you and create negative plays. Like, the Chiefs this year saw Mahomes get hit at a rate per game more than he's ever been hit. And you say, well, how is that possible? Their offensive line was good this year. Yeah, because nobody cares if they run the ball. It's just an absolute NASCAR race to Mahomes. That's all it is. And so, you know, why does Josh Allen not get hit that often? Because he's James Cook. You can't do that against the Bills. You can't do that against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. You can do that against Mahomes. And so I think those two rooms, it's easy to me to say they tanked their entire season. It's submarine the entire way the team can play on both sides of the ball.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated, going through some of the top storylines with the Chiefs. We'll get to the AFC here coming up momentarily. And to what you're saying, Matt, I think that's the key of getting the superhero Patrick Mahomes back. There's no denying his resume and what he has accomplished. If you are calling Mahomes the best quarterback in the NFL right now, it is solely based off of that and not based off how he has played in these regular seasons. The Chiefs' offense has been 15th ranked in terms of points scored in three consecutive seasons. The quarterback that played these last two home games, the Texans game and the Chargers game, that is not the best quarterback in the NFL, even though I believe he's the best quarterback in the NFL. This offense has to get back to unlocking a prime version of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and look, I've had this argument with a million people that, like, well, they didn't have a great running game years ago and they were the number one offense in the league. It's like, well, yeah, they had Tyreek Hill and prime Travis Kelce. Like, it was different. And by the way, those teams, while they were not great running the ball, Damian Williams is Walter Payton compared to anybody on this team right now. Like, they can't run. There's no explosiveness. They can't do anything. And I would also point to, and look, this is, I know, a conversation that we're all going to be having for the next 3 weeks. I am not a believer that they need to fire Andy Reid. I think that's crazy. But I heard what you said a couple of days ago, and I agree with you 1,000%, about if Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks didn't get to the NCAA tournament, like, Bill might come back, but everybody can't come back. Like, you can't justify going, oh, it's okay, it's fine. It's not fine. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm moving off of Connor Embry, the receivers coach. I'm moving off of Todd Pinkston, who's a receiver who's the running backs coach for some reason. I'm moving off of Matt Nagy, who, quite honestly, in 3 years, look, I know he doesn't call the plays. I know he's not in charge of the entire offense. But the one thing that Nagy is in charge of is they need to have attention to detail on offense. And when you watch them, there's no attention to detail. They're constantly, constantly running crappy routes where they round the route off and they don't have any kind of perception of space and timeless awareness in terms of how they have to set up these routes. So they work in concert with the other guys on the field. They take a million pre-snap penalties. That is all on Nagy and those assistants in those rooms. Mitchell Schwartz pointed out on Twitter how the Chiefs running backs, they struggle at times to run to the right to the right angle when they're approaching the line of scrimmage. I mean, this is day one basic stuff. And they have not done it well for years. So to me, that's also got to be a part of it. You've got to shake up some of what you're doing because it's not working.
Yeah, I also think, too, I guess to me with Matt Nagy, I don't know if you can really go much further than the fact that he has been the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs for three consecutive seasons and has never been a hot coaching candidate should tell you everything about the job that he's done as the offensive coordinator. Like, back when the Patriots were running, their offensive coordinator always was there for one or two years and then had a chance to be a head coach. The fact that Nagy at no point in being the OC has been anybody's number one or been the guy in the coaching hires tells you the job that he's done.
Well, and just look at, you said, look at their numbers offensively. I mean, look, here's my argument. I've heard a lot of people talk about the talent on the offense, and we both agree, the running backs are ridiculous. They need to fix that. But if I said to you, you get the starting 11 of the Chiefs when they're healthy, the full 11, the full offensive line, you got Kelce, you've got, let's say it's Rice, Worthy, and Hollywood, or if you want to put Thornton in there, fine, however, and then the running back. And I said to you, okay, those 11 guys, how many teams would you trade with to get their 11 guys? How many teams would that be? Four? Five? Like, the Chiefs offensively have a better-than-average offensive line. They have Patrick Mahomes. Rashee Rice, look, I'm not saying he's the perfect player. He's a very good player. Xavier Worthy is a talented player. Like, how many teams would trade for the Chiefs personnel offensively? A ton of them, the vast majority of them. Matt Nagy and Andy Reid can't figure out how to score a point. They can't figure out how to beat man coverage. They can't scheme up a run game. I mean, one thing I will say with the Chiefs, that having covered, you know, cover the whole league for SI, that is jarring to me when I watch them. I watch the Giants, who has nobody. They'll scheme up 8 to 10 easy throws a game. The Chiefs never scheme up an easy throw, ever. Unless it's behind the line of scrimmage, everything that Mahomes does is into traffic, it's in tight windows. The schemes that the Chiefs used to just live by, hey, man, get a guy open 8 yards, and not just Tyreek Hill, like Byron Pringle, DeMarcus Robinson. Those places don't exist for the Chiefs. Everything's difficult. Everything, and God forbid somebody plays man coverage, forget it. You can't get a foot. To me, that is coaching. That is not about Rashee Rice and Xavier Ward. That is, we do not have any creativity at all. We don't have any new answers. And I don't know how you look at that and go, yeah, we're good with that. We're just going to run this back. Like, bringing in Wandell Robinson is not going to fix that. You need to fix that from a coaching standpoint.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderame of Sports Illustrated, going through what went wrong with the Chiefs this season. Matt, are you on team tank for the Chiefs in their final three games?
I mean, look, I understand why people are. They're going to play hard. They're going to try to win the games. And like, I would say this, I'm on team. They should be playing everybody who's young. I'm on that team. Like, playing Charles Omenihu the last 3 weeks is hilarious. Like, what benefit are you getting from that? Who cares? I'd be playing guys off the practice squad. I'd be playing Bosa. I'd be playing Royals to play 95% of snaps the last three games of the year. What do you have in them? What do you see out of them? You know, it's three games. You're not going to get a complete picture, but you might as well get a look at them. I would play all those young guys. Breshard Smith, I would not give Isaiah Pacheco a single carry. His last carry for me as a Chief would have already happened. Why? What point is there? Like, I'm playing Breshard Smith. I'm playing somebody off the practice squad as his backup. Like, so if that's team tanked, then yeah, I'm all for it. But I just think these next three games, like, they can be valuable. Use them as valuable. You know, get Knowles out there on defense. Get these young guys out there. You know, get Jaden Hicks some reps. Because who cares if they make a mistake? What difference does it make? I would definitely play all these young guys. Anybody who's older. The only guys, like, if Kelce and Chris Jones want to play, they've earned the right, especially Kelce if he retires. But, like, the rest of these guys, have a seat. Sit down.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderame of Sports Illustrated for a couple more minutes here. Matt, let's transition to the rest of the AFC. I'm curious to get your thoughts. I don't know if this analogy might apply to you, but, you know, there was always a time in which you wanted your parents to give you more responsibility, and they were kind of hesitant to give you the responsibility. And then they were like, you know what? I'm going to extend your curfew. And then you blew it, and they were like, see, this is why we were hesitant to give you all this responsibility. I feel that way about the New England Patriots. The Patriots wanted us to take them seriously. Like, wait, I don't know. You guys got this young quarterback, your schedule, all of these things. No, we're really good. You're at home. You got a 21-0 lead against the Buffalo Bills. They're pounding the Bills. I'm thinking, man, the Patriots might be the best team in the league. You cannot lose that game if you're New England.
No, you can't. You can't. And I felt like they lost that game because of a lot of sloppy football. You know, May throws a pick in the second half. They gave up over 200 kick return yards to Ray Davis. Like, you can't lose because of that. I mean, two of Buffalo's touchdown drives started at, like, inside the 45-yard line. You can't have that happen. That's crazy. Like, you're just giving the game away. You know, and I think sometimes that's a lesson a young team needs to learn. That's an attention to detail thing. That's not letting your foot off the gas on any given play. You know, that's a lesson that I think if that's an older team that has a 21-0 lead, you're not letting up because you understand how quickly games can turn because you've been in those games, good side or bad side. That's a teaching moment for New England. I will say this. If I'm Vrabel, as annoyed as I am that I lost that game, I'm telling the guys, hey, guys, listen. We averaged 7.5 yards per play in that game to 5.2. We turned the ball over. We made a million mistakes. We were horrible on teams. And we probably still should have won that game. Like, if I'm New England, I'm walking out of that thing going, okay, look, that's a disaster. And we've got a lot to prove. But also, you know, we didn't go in there and lose 38-10. Like, we should have won that game. Which, you know, if I'm the Pats, I'm saying, look, as long as we handle business here and win the division, yeah, you know what? If we see them again, it's going to be in our building. And if we see them again, we're not going to make those same mistakes.
Matt, I am curious because you and I have talked a lot about the Broncos over the last couple of weeks, and you have been pretty hands-off when it comes to the Broncos, and I get it. You know, there's a handful of teams that nobody really believes in the AFC, and we're all determining who kind of fits in that model. Yep. The Broncos were one of those teams for you. They got one of the biggest wins, I would say, so far this season a couple of days ago. Where are you at right now at the Broncos? Are you a believer that they're a true Super Bowl contending team, or do you think this thing's going to fade out once they get to the postseason?
Listen, I got to give them all the credit in the world. They went in. Nick played really well. Threw for 300 yards, four touchdowns. I mean, heck, he had a better game than any offensive team had a Chiefs in about half a decade. So I give him credit. He played great football, and they won the game. There was a time they were down 9 in the third quarter, and I kind of thought, okay, this thing's about to go sideways. And it didn't. They came back. It's hard for me with Denver from the standpoint that I fully believe in the defense. You have to. I know how hard it is to play up there if you're a road team. The offensive line's terrific. Like that's a formula for being really tough to beat, especially if you've got a really good head coach. I'd be lying if I said I didn't think they could get out of the AFC. Like they can. They're probably going to be the number one seed, so they have a huge advantage. The other side of the coin is you just wonder in one of these games with Nick. Like he was great against Green Bay. Nothing any way from him. There are also games with him where he looks like he doesn't belong in the NFL. And you just, like, can he have three games in a row where he plays like he did against the Packers? If he does, that team can win the Super Bowl, 1,000%. But, you know, it's just, like, they're probably going to eventually come up here against Drake May, against Josh Allen. You know, Lawrence is playing better. I don't think Lawrence is the end-all, be-all. But, like, you're going to have to win those games. Maybe Herbert, granted that line is a mess. They definitely can get out of the AFC. Do I think they're, in the normal year, a team that I'd say, oh, they can win the Super Bowl? No. This year, it's you can't rule it out. To be fair, they're probably going to be sitting there in the divisional round waiting for somebody to come there.
Right now, if I give you Buffalo or the field when it comes to the AFC, which side would you be on, the Bills or the field to go to the Super Bowl?
Oh, good. The field. I don't – look, Allen, for as great as he is, he's not been great after the wild card round of the playoffs. In fact, other than the 13 seconds game, he's been downright awful. So, like, look, I think the Bills, you'd have to say, even as a wild card team, are probably the favorite to get out of the conference. At the same point, we just talked about Denver. Man, I could see Denver running for 250 yards on Buffalo. Like, teams have done it to them. New England just did it to them. They ran all over them. I could see Houston going up to Buffalo, even if they got to play them in Buffalo, and just shutting them down. The one thing that scares me with the Bills this year, well, two things. They're awful up front defensively. Awful. Like, if you can just manhandle that team, there's nothing they're doing about it. And the other side of the coin, that offense is so reliant on Allen and Cook running the football. If there's a day where, like, you have a good game plan, you kind of bottle them up. Like, I actually think Denver's a nightmare for them because Denver will just single up all those corners. And said, go ahead, throw it. I don't care. Throw to Keon Coleman. Throw to Khalil Shakir. We don't care. There's nothing you're doing. And I don't know what Buffalo does if they can't run the ball in that game. So, look, are the Bills the favorite in the AFC because of the quarterback? Yes. I wouldn't be shocked. Other than the Pittsburgh, I wouldn't be shocked if the Bills lost to anybody. I think they could lose to anybody else. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if they lost.
Matt, can you remember a team that was 10-4? That is as forgotten as this Jacksonville Jaguars team? Like, right now, if I told you to name teams that you think could win the Super Bowl, you would probably name 6 or 7 teams before you would name Jacksonville.
Yes, that's true. And it's funny because Jacksonville, the last thing, I just wrote this actually in a column that's going out tomorrow. In the last 7 weeks, they've averaged like 32.5 points per game. But I think it's a couple of things. Right? Number one, let's be honest, they're in Jacksonville. If they're the New York Jets, everybody's talking about it. If they're out in L.A., everybody's talking about them. They're not. They're Jacksonville. Secondly, up until very, very recently, even when they've been scoring points, Lawrence has played awful. Like, up until the last month or so, Lawrence was as bad as you could be. Like, I've talked to some people even inside the Jags building who, as recently as a month ago, were like, look, we've got to get more out of here. You've got to play better. So I think they've done an excellent job coaching that team. I will say this, defensively, they're a lot better than some of their parts. That is something to watch. And they're probably going to be a 3 seed. They're probably going to be the 3. There's a very real chance they draw some team like the Chargers in the first round. Like, I think Jacksonville actually is a fairly live team in the AFC, but that's so dependent on Lawrence. If Lawrence plays really well, they can win. But, and he has games where you just watch him go, oh, he is killing them. And you have one, and we all know, hey, it's not best of seven in the NFL. You have one game like that, you're going home. That's it. That's the fear.
Matt, last thing here before we get you out of here. On a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you like eggnog?
Zero. Can't stand it.
That is Matt Verderama, Sports Illustrated, joining us on the show. Matt, man, we'll catch up with you after the first of the year, man. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too, man. Take care.
Absolutely. That is Matt Verderama joining us on the show. Zero. Hate it. Can't stand it. Where are you at, Rob? On a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you like eggnog?
6.5, 7.
That's about where I am. I like eggnog.
I mean, I'm not like, oh man, you got eggnog at a party? I'm fired up.
Oh, I'm definitely getting a glass of eggnog if you have it.
100%.
The only reason I can't give it a much higher score than that is I don't need multiple glasses of eggnog.
Took the words right out of my mouth. It is a, if I'm going to a Christmas event this weekend with some friends, I will have a glass of eggnog and then I will, okay, I've checked the box. I'm done. I'm not, ooh, let me just keep going back to that. Like, it's great. It's one and done.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. It's just not something I need multiple servings of. The one serving, I'm going to really enjoy the one serving. I don't need a refill. Don't pour me another one. I am more than fine. Rob, you know what it is? I think I finally figured it out about college football. Maybe this is a bad analogy, but follow me here. Have you ever dated a girl who just, any scenario, she just always is at home? You can take her to a black tie event. You can go get tacos. She just fits in all different environments. I would say that that's college basketball. College basketball is very welcoming. Hey, we don't care if you're Florida Gulf Coast. We don't care. Hey, you guys all make college basketball what it is. It's special. College basketball is as much about Kansas and North Carolina as it is about Valparaiso and Bryce Drew in the shot. It embraces all of those things as part of its history. That is not what college football is. College football is only in the name brands. I'm not going to a dive bar. These people are beneath me. Real high maintenance. Real, I think I'm better than this. I'm above this. That's what I've learned over the course of the last week. In hearing the way that they have talked about James Madison and the way that they talk about Tulane, they do not talk about them as equals. In college basketball, they are all viewed as equal. Sure, no one's saying that Kentucky is the same as the 12 seed, but once you get to the tournament, we celebrate the 12 seed. You want to see the 12 seed advance and do well. That is not at all how college football feels about the schools that are outside of the Power Four conferences. Here is Nick Saban, the most powerful voice in the sport. Listen to how he talks about James Madison.
Look, would we allow the winner of the AAA Baseball League, the International League, whatever they call it, I don't even know the name of it. Would you let them in the World Series playoffs? No, they don't, but I'm saying, but that's the equivalent of what we do when JMU gets in to the college football playoff and Notre Dame doesn't.
I mean, they hate the idea of creating space for them. I don't think anyone believes that the NCAA tournament is the absolute best 68 teams. I don't think that's the belief, right? No one thinks that. No one thinks that Holy Cross is one of the 68 best teams. But no, we have a format. You did everything you were supposed to do in that format. So you get to advance your season and play for a national championship. That is not at all how college football feels. No, you are not good enough. You're not good enough. Look at your clothes. Look at your shoes. You're not like us. Why are we doing this to James Madison? All James Madison has done is they fit the formula that you guys create. And then you know what it is. This system now allowed two of these teams in. We're going to keep tinkering with it. The only reason that they even let one team into the college football playoff is for lawsuit reasons. The other schools would sue them if they didn't let one of them in. If you went undefeated in the Sun Belt and they wouldn't give you a chance, you would absolutely sue and you would probably win. But now it's the loophole where now two of them, they're changing the rules again to make sure that this doesn't happen. It is just funny to me how college basketball wraps its arms around Cinderella. And whether it's Joel Klatt or Nick Saban, these are prominent voices in the sport. are basically telling you, no, we don't want this. We think college football is an elitist sport. It is for Georgia. It is for Ohio State. It is for Texas. It is not for Tulane and James Madison. Coming up at the top of the hour, let's get back to talking about the Chiefs. I want to talk more about Matt Nagy as the offensive coordinator. That's next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.